Earth and Sky.
I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block with a report of a runaway star from the Pleiades, one of the most beautiful star clusters visible to the unaided eye. On our sky's dome, it's located in front of the constellation Taurus.
Astronomers have identified a dim star in the direction of a neighboring constellation, Eridanus, that they say was probably born in the Pleiades, but then escaped.
This star is called GD50. It's a white dwarf star with a bit more mass than our sun, but smaller than Earth. A dime as dense as GD50 would weigh 2,600 pounds. Astronomers at the University of Leicester discovered that GD50 moves in the same direction and at the same speed as the Pleiades. It's also about the same age.
These astronomers conclude that GD50 was born in the Pleiades, then was flung out, possibly after passing too close to another star. The Pleiades cluster is sometimes called the Seven Sisters, and legend has long told of a lost sister.
But that lost sister can't be GD50. White dwarfs were once much brighter stars, and at one time GD50 outshone all the current Pleiades members. But the star last shone brightly 60 million years ago, long before people arose on Earth to see it.
Thanks to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
We're at earthsky.org.